Erev Shabbos Parshas Korach Tavshin Samach Zayin. This year Tavshin Samach Zayin, Parshas Korach falls, coincides with Rosh Chodesh. I think this is very significant for Parshas Korach that it falls out on Rosh Chodesh, because there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, and almost an identical Gemara in Sanhedrin and Baba Basra Daf Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, and Sanhedrin is in Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Basically, the same Gemara which Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that he met an Arab merchant, and the Arab merchant told him, "Come and I will show you the Balu'ei de Korach. I will show you where the people of Korach are, and where in this world you could see where they are in the next world in Gehenna." Chazoi, so he showed him Trey. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is saying that he showed me Trey busy, told me two cracks in the ground, Vavakomafki Kutra, and there was smoke coming up from those cracks in the ground. Understandably, that was Gehenim, and that was the smoke of the Gehenim where they were, where Korach Va'adase were in the ground. He showed how strong the fires are. Shokol Gavava da Amri took a ball of wool, and he soaked it in water, and he put it by the edge of the crack. He stuck it in his spear, and he stuck it into the edge of the crack, and he brought it up, and it was all burnt up. Even though it was wet wool, the fires were so strong that it burnt it up. Fine? Omali, then Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that he told me, Atzis my shamet. He says, listen closely, and you'll be able to hear. Listen to what they're saying. And Rabbi Bar Chana says, then I heard that they were saying, Moshe emes, v'teirosei emes, v'hein badoin. Moshe v'teirosei emes, v'hein badoin. There's Moshe and his Torah. Whatever they said was true, and we are the ones who are false, and we are the ones who are wrong. Omali, so now this Arab merchant told me that kol tlos in yoimin mahadalu genim lahacha kibasa bakalchis. You should know that this repeats itself every 30 days. Says the Rashbam, what do you mean every 30 days? On Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, they are turned over like meat in a pot, like you stir the chalon to get all the beans at the bottom, put them on the top, and the buns at the top and the bottom. They're stirred up, mixed up, and then that's where there's more smoke coming out. That's what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says that he himself saw and experienced. These are the people of Korach. That even to the day of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, they're still being nidim b'gehenim, is still being judged on every Rosh Chodesh. The question is why? Why Rosh Chodesh? Why Dafka and Rosh Chodesh does the din of Korach come up again, and they bring them up again and turn them over and stir them again, and that the smoke pours out of those two cracks in the ground where Rabbi Bar Bar Chana saw? The second thing we have to understand in this parasha is that the normal Haftarah that we read, even though this is Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, so we read a different Haftarah, but the regular scheduled Haftarah that we read is from the Sefer Shmuel. Sefer Shmuel, Perek Yud Beis. And the Arizal tells us, Arizal says that Shmuel, who was a descendant of Korach, came to be mesakein. He came to rectify the chet of Korach. In some way, we have to understand that Shmuel was able to fix up and understood what was wrong with Korach, and he rectified that sin. That's what the Arizal says. He actually explains in the Pasuk and Parshas Balak, Perech Chavdale Pasuk Chav Gimel, where Bilam says, Vayisa Mishalai Vayomar, one of the parables that Bilam says, is, Oy, Mi Yichya, Mi Sumay El. Mi Yichya, Mi Sumay El. What else is, how else could you read Mi Sumay El? Sumay El also spells Shmuel. Said Bilam was lamenting about himself, and he says, Mi Yichya Mi Shmuel. In other words, I don't have a descendant, I don't see in the future a descendant that will fix my sins. But Korach, who he equates himself with over here, he has a descendant who will fix his sins, and that's Shmuel. So So that's another thing that the sin. How did Shmuel fix and rectify the sins of his ancestor Korach? So that's what we're going to try to understand today. We start the parasha of Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi v'dosan v'aviram b'nei Eliyav v'in m'pelas b'nei Reuven. So Korach begins this revolt, and who does he take with him? Dosan and Aviram, and he takes Ein ben Pelas. And then he takes other people. Vayakumu lefnei Moshe, they come to stand before Moshe Rabbeinu. And with him, v'anoshim b'nei Yisrael, and he takes men from b'nei Yisrael. Chamishim u'masayim, 250 men. Nesiyei Eda, Kriyei Moed, Anshei Shem. This is the second pasuk in the parasha. We just gloss over it, and yeah, these were people, and they say next, and they gather before Moshe. Why does it have to give such a description to who these 250 people were? Who are these 250 men? Nesiyei Eda, Kriyei Moed, Anshei Shem. So maybe it doesn't bother us, but it bothered Chazal. Chazal of the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Yud, Amud Aleph, say, what is the meaning of these three descriptions of the 250 men? So Chazal say, Nesiyei Eda, that refers to Miyuchadim Shebeida. They were unique in that generation amongst Klal Yisrael. Kriyei Moed, callers of the Moed, Shehayu Yoidim, La'aber Shanim, V'lekvaya Chadashim. Means they knew the wisdom of the constellations in the heavens, and they knew exactly when and how to predict when you would need an Ibur Shana, when you need an extra month of Adar in this particular year, or they knew exactly when to set the day of Rosh Chodesh in each month. They had that wisdom. Anshei Shem Shahilam Shem Mechal Olam. They were known worldwide. So, simply understanding what the Chazal is saying, that the Torah wants to reveal to us, these were not just, 250 people that just for a couple of bucks they came along with Korach. No. The power of influence that Korach had was so great that he was able to bring 250 of the greatest people. They were Miyuchadim. They were Anshei Shem. People knew about them. But what is this thing that he picked people who knew 250 of the Chachamim of that generation, out of the hundreds of thousands of men of the generation? Why did he pick these people, 250, who were such chachamim that they knew how to set the year, and how to make a shnat ha'ibur, and how to make the days of Rosh Chodesh, how to set the time of Rosh Chodesh? Why did he pick them? So Rabbi Yosef Salant, in his Sefer Be'er Yosef, says, well, let's understand what Korach was trying to accomplish over here. And what was Korach missing? How could he come with some sort of argument and a dispute against Moshe Rabbeinu and say that, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi tells us in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, you took the Malchus, you're the Melech, you're the Manig, you're the leader. So, but there's another position. There's another high position of authority. And what is that? The Kehuna Gedolah. Who's going to be the Kohen Gadol? So you give it to your brother. You give it to the same family. Let's spread it out. I'm also from Levi. I'm from Kehaz. You're from Amram. Let's move it along. Maybe the oldest son of Kehaz should get the next position available. That was Korach's taina. That was his argument. But the Ber Yosef says, what is his argument? Does he think this is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, let's just go back to Parsha Shemini. In Parsha Shemini, it's very clear, everybody in Klal Yisrael saw. We start Parsha Shemini with the Shemoneh Asei Miluim. Moshe Rabbeinu, in 8 days, he inaugurated the Mishkan, and he showed exactly, Aaron and the Kehanim, showed him exactly what to do, and how to do the Avodah. And yet, the Torah tells us, that through all the Avodah Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shekhinah did not rest in the Mishkan. And that was unexpected. Why didn't the Shekhinah come down? The whole point of the Avodah is, we bring Karbanis to Hashem, and we bring ourselves closer to Hashem, and then Hashem says, okay, I will come closer to you, and he didn't come. The Shekhinah did not rest itself in the Mishkan. And Rashi says in Pasuk, in Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Gimel, Shekol Shiva Simei Amilum Shemidu Moshe LeMishkan V'Shimesh Boi U'Pirku B'Chol Yoyim L'Shor Sabay Shechina. All of the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was serving there as the Kohen Gadol of the time, the Shechina did not come. V'Hoy Yisrael Nechlamim, and the Jews were upset and frustrated and embarrassed. V'Aimrim LaMoshe, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaTorach SheTorachnu SheTishu Shechina Beineinu, all of this that we gave, all of the money that we gave and the effort that we put into building this Mishkan, then we hoped that the Shechina would rest here. V'nei, then we would be confident. Sheniskaper Lanu Avinu Egel, and we would know that finally Hashem forgave us in the Egel. It's not happening. It's not happening. Lekach Omer, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, Zeh HaDovar Shatziv Hashem Ta'asu, this is what Hashem commanded me to do, V'yera Aleichem Kuvayda Hashem. And now you'll see the covet of Hashem. Aaron Ochi Kedai V'choshu Mimeni. Aaron is much greater than me, he's much more worthy than me. Shaidei Karbonoi Sov V'avoidosoi Tishre Shechina Bochem V'teidu Shamokim Bochar Boi. Through his Avodah, I was just going through this just to go through the motions, sort of, just to show them how it's done. But this is not the real thing. Through me, the Shechina is not going to come, as Rabbeinu says. You know who's going to come? Only through the chosen one. Not somebody who just can come along and do this. Only the one that Hashem chooses. Who's that? That's Aaron. You'll see that now, through his Karbonos, through his Avodah, Tishrei Shechina Bochem, the Shechina will rest. V'teidu, and you will know, Sha'emokim Bochar Boi, that Hashem has chosen him. So he had this conversation with all of Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, you'll see, Hashem chose him. Why? Because you see, when he comes in, Hashem will answer. And that's the Psukim in Pasuk Chav Dalet. V'teitzei Yesh Milifnei Hashem. As soon as Aaron came in, the fire went came before Hashem, v'teichel al mizbeach, and it consumed everything on the mizbeach, all the karbanos. It says, oil v'zach alavim, v'yar kol ha'om. Everybody saw this. V'yaroinu, they rejoiced, v'yiplu al p'neim. And they agreed that Aaron was the chosen one. So Korach also saw this. The 250 men also saw this. So how could they now come and say and deny the fact that Aaron HaKohen was the chosen one? This is the kasha of the Ber Yosef. So Mahatshuva.
So
it has to do something with Rosh Chodesh. Something Rosh Chodesh over here. So suggests Rabbi Yosef Salant that this is what Korach was coming with an argument. Of course he knew, as everybody else knew, and everybody else saw, that Aaron was the chosen one. But he claimed, you know why Aaron was the chosen one? Because who chose him? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, you chose him. And then Hashem agreed with your choice. But Moshe, if you would have chosen me, then perhaps Hashem would have agreed with your other choice, with me. What does it have to do with Rosh Chodesh? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain amount of power to the Chachamim of the generation, to the Beis Din, to the Nasi, to the Chacham, to the Melech. And they could do certain things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with them, even if it's not the right decision. And particularly by Rosh Chodesh, we see this is true. By Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei, Amud Aleph says, Eile Moyadei Hashem, these are the Moyadim, these are the Yomim Tevim, this is when Rosh Chodesh is, Asher Tikru'u Oysam. And Oysam is spelled Atem. Says the Gemara, Bein Bizmanon, Bein Shalei Bizmanon. Whether it's the right time, whether it's not the right time. Ein li Moyades Ela Elu. Hashem says, I only have the Moyadim as in accordance to the way the Beis Din sets it up. Atem, it says three times in the Pasuk over there. Atem Afilu Shoigigin, even if they made a mistake. Atem Afilu Mezidim, even if they purposely did it that way. Atem Afilu Mutain, even if they made an error in how when it should be, That's when Rosh Chodesh is. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I set up this system in the world that the Chachamim should have the authority of when Rosh Chodesh should be and when the Yom Tovim should be. And Hashem says, and I am bound by that, and I have to agree to that kaviyachol. Hashem says, I abide to whatever the Chachamim are going to say. It goes so far, and we know it's a famous Yerushalmi in Ksubis, that Darshan's a pasuk in Tehillim, Ekra le'lokim elyon lokel gomer olai, which tells us that if you have a girl who is 3 years old, and someone has relations with her, so at that point she will not be a basula anymore. She's no longer a basula once she is over 3 years old. If she was less than 3 years old and has relations, her basulum will return after three, when she matures more than 3 years old. Says the Yerushalmi a case, that what happens if a girl is 3 years old, and she had relations with someone, and then the Chachamim come along, the Bezin comes along, and they make a new month in that year, they make an extra Adar, so it's the year is still prolonged, and she's no longer in her third year, but she's still back now in her second year, says the Yerushalmi, the narrow basulim will come back, as if she wasn't 3 years old, even though yesterday she was 3 years old. Today they made a new month in the year Adar, she's no more 3 years old. So, but the Yerushalmi is telling us that it goes so far that actually the whole teva of the Bria, of the whole creation, is bound by the words of the Chachamim and the words of the Beis Din. So says Kairach, of course Hashem agreed with you. Because just like Hashem agrees with the Beis Din that makes the Reish Chodesh, even if they made a mistake, so Hashem agreed with you, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the choice of Aaron. But you made a mistake. And that was his argument. His argument, you should not have taken the Malchus for you and the Kohuna Gedolah for Aaron. You shouldn't keep it in the same family. I'm telling you, you made a mistake. You want to tell me that Hashem chose him? Who says Hashem chose him? Maybe Hashem only chose him because you decided he should be the one, so Hashem is bound by your word. Just like Reish Chodesh, let's take the halacha of Reish Chodesh. And I am claiming, Kairach says, and that's why he brings the 250 men who knew how to be Ma'abed Chodesh, knew how to set Reish Chodesh. I'll tell you that's not the case, and if you would have chosen me, Hashem would have been masking to me too. David is not happy with this. No.
So how those course things would happen? If you thought it was like that, then there'd be no hope there for anyway.
So this is his taina over here. His taina was that you made this decision, right? But he's claiming you made the wrong decision.
So he was expecting him to come out of it.
So maybe he's just, you're right, a good question is, if he's saying it works exactly like Reish Chodesh, then it's too late. But he's just stating a revolt, at least for now. Maybe for the future it should change. Maybe the next generation it should change, and it should be with him. I mean, that's what he's arguing. But this was his argument, that this is why he brought the 250 Anoshim, who were Kriya Maid and who want to make the Reish Chodesh. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu argue back? Did Moshe agree with him? Did Moshe say like Dave's Taina? He says, yeah, you're right, but listen, maybe I made a mistake, but it has to stay this way. You know, sorry, it's too late. Atem, Afilu Shegin, Atem, Afilu Mazidim, Atem, Afilu Mutan. No, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu said. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Wait till the morning. He tells them, "Boiker v'yoda Hashem es asher loy v'sakodosh v'zikrevilov v'es asher yivchar boy yakrevilov." Come the morning, and then you'll see who Hashem chose. Rashi says, "In the name of Chazal, in the name of the Medrash, why did he use to come in the morning? Why did he say come tomorrow?" The word machar we find in the Torah also. What is the meaning of boiker? So Rashi says, "Boiker, Omer leMoshe, Gvulei Scholak Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamai. Hashem has set boundaries in His world. Yichay lamata lahapech boiker laerev. Can you switch the morning and the evening? No. When the sun is up, and the sun is ruling, and the sun is doing its tafkid, then it's day, it's yom. And when the moon is out, then it's laila. As the pasuk in Parashas Bereishis tell us, "Vilim shall be yom v'laila." That's what he said, that they should be the ones serving in the day and at night. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "No, you're making a mistake. It's not like a Rosh Chodesh. It's not like a Rosh Chodesh that the Beis Din decides when it will be and then Hashem agrees with it. This is different. When you're choosing who will be in a position of authority, you're choosing who will be the Manik and who will be the Melech and who will be the Nasi and who will be the Kohen Gadol." He's saying it's like Boker and Erev. It's Gvulos. Hashem said boundaries. If you can't switch day and night, you can't switch those who are put in. Just like it says Vayavdel over there, Kach Vayavdel Are Lach Dishay. It's also Hashem has set and Hashem has separated who will be in these positions. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Nizkirach thought maybe it's like Rosh Chodesh, maybe it's like a Bezna, like the Chacham choosing, and Hashem has to agree, and Moshe Rabbeinu says that's not the case. That's not the way it works in setting positions in Klal Yisrael. How does he know that? This is the Vayavdil. And this is what he really tells them also. He says, "Is not enough for you? Hashem has separated you also as Shevet Levi." Right? Hashem has separated you. Hama'at mikem ki yivdol okey Hashem adas Yisrael ha'akrav eschem me'lov la'avoy desavoy des mishkan Hashem v'la'im ilafnei l'sharsam. Right? You were also separated, Kairach. You're forgetting. You were separated amongst the other Shvatim, your tribe, your Shevet Levi, you get to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Positions of authority are not decided by the Beis Din, they're decided by Hashem. So it's understandable, says the Beit Yosef, why in Rosh Chodesh does the Din of Kairach come up every time? It's Rosh Chodesh, when it comes again Rosh Chodesh, then the prosecutors in Shemayim, they come out and they say, let's bring up Kairach again. Kairach, who thought that he lost out on this position, that the Moshe Rabbeinu was making a mistake. But Hashem had to listen to him anyway. Why? Because like Rosh Chodesh, you have to listen to the Chacham, to the Beis Din. And the Rosh Chodesh comes along and says, no, that's not. Let's put him back in Gehenna. Let the pot be stirred again. Let the chalim be turned over and the smoke comes out of the cracks in the ground to show Kairach you're wrong. And Kairach has to acquiesce again and say, yes, Moshe v'Torah say emes, and we are wrong. So we said that a descendant of Kairach came along by the name of Shmuel. And Shmuel rectified the sin of Kairach, the Arizal tells us. So the Haftarah that we usually read for Kairach is in Perek Yud Beis of Shmuel. And this is Shmuel talking to Bnei Yisrael right after Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, and Hashem says, give them Shaul. And Shmuel tells them, Hinei shamati b'koilchem, I heard your voice, I heard your request. L'koil Hashem artem li v'amlech aleichem melech. I heard your request to have a king, you wanted to be like the other nations. And okay, Hashem has agreed there will be a king for Klal Yisrael. And Hinei Melech Mesal Lefneichem, this king will go before you. Ani Zokanti Vasavti, I'm already old, and I no longer will be the sole high authority in Klal Yisrael. Because until now, it was Shmuel HaNavi, and the Navi led the nation. And the Navi was both the Navi, the spiritual leader, and he also served as the Melech, as the leader of the Jewish people. And now it's going to be different. Now there will be split. The Navi will be only the spiritual leader. And now you'll have a Melech as well in this position. So it's in Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, it says, Vayemer Shmuel Alam, Hashem asher osa es Moshe ves Aaron, v'asher helas aveisecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. In those words, it suggests that this is where he put a close to the Taina of Kairach. With these words, he said, who put Moshe in his position? Who put Aaron in his position? Not Moshe. Hashem, Asher Osas Moshe Ves Aaron. Here, he made the claim clear that it was Hashem who did it. And Shmuel here is saying, for all of the Kairach Va'adasa, all of those people, he's saying, Hashem Asher Osav Es Meishan Aaron. And it's Hashem Asher Ha'el Le'eskam Eis Mitzrayim. Not like Dasan and Aviram said, is it not enough? Asher Hama'at Asher Elisanu Me'eret Zavaz Cholav U'Dvash Hama'at Ki Elisanu Me'eret Zavaz. Who's he talking about? It's not enough that Moshe and Aaron brought us out of Mitzrayim from a land of flowing with milk and honey. You know what they're referring to? Not Eretz Yisrael. They're referring to Mitzrayim. And they're saying, yeah, Moshe and Aaron decided to take us out. If they would have asked me, I wouldn't have gone out, Dasan and Aviram say. Says Shmuel, no. It wasn't Moshe and Aaron that took you out. And it wasn't a land of milk and honey over there. But there was, it was Hashem, Asher Hela Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And here Shmuel Hanavi is making that claim and explaining to everyone that we made a mistake, our ancestors Korach made a mistake by thinking that those who are given positions of authority, they thought it works like a Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't work like that. It's Hashem Asher Osav Moshe Ves Aaron. And you see that by Shmuel HaNavi himself, I think. Because Shmuel until now was who? Was the Navi. He was the sole leader of Klal Yisrael. Everything stopped at the Navi. And now he says, I'm ready to share that position. If that's what Hashem says, I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to step aside. Where Korach wasn't ready to step aside and only look at his tafkid being in the Beis Hamikdash serving as a Levi, and he argued he wanted even a greater position, Shmuel says, I'm ready to step down and understand that that's not the case. The Gemara in Yuma says, in Lamed Ches, Ein Adam Negeh Bamucha Machaverei, a person can't even touch what is set for his friend, where his friend should be, and what his friend should get. Ve'ein malchus negas b'chaverta afilu kimeloi nima. And one kingdom, means one position of authority, cannot overstep its boundary and its turf even a hair's breadth. Whatever is set up what a person should get, that person will get. And Shmuel said this, if Aaron would not have, was not supposed to be exactly from Hashem to be the Kohen Gadol, and not Korach, it wouldn't have been that way. And Shmuel says, if I'm only supposed to be a Navi up until this point, and now this should be a Melech, I'm ready to do that. Ein Malchus Negaz B'Chaverta Afilu Kumloi Nima. And it's supposed to change overnight, Rashi says, it will change overnight. So here Shmuel corrected the sin of Korach, his great ancestor, which Korach understood that Shmuel was going to be coming out of him, and this is where he understood it, this is where it came out. Not like Korach thought it's like Rosh Chodesh, and that's why he brought the 250 men. Oh, it's like Rosh Chodesh. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing on his own, and Hashem is agreeing. And Hashem, that's not the way it works. Moshe Rabbeinu says not the way it works. It works like Boker and Erev. It works if you see someone got a position, if you see someone has a parnasa, if you see someone is successful, that's because that's muchan for that person. And ein odam negia b'muchan lachaveira. A person can't touch what is set for his friend. That is like Boker and Erev. That is not decided by people. That is decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good Shabbos.